If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, y'all? And welcome back to the show. Let's just go ahead and get right to it. I hate people say you shouldn't say hate. You shouldn't hate things. I don't know who came up with that. I don't know why they say that. Maybe not to put any negative energy out there, but negative energy is what makes me hate things. And what am I talking about hating? I hate when it's always a new client. I hate when a new client that's just trying to get to know me, trying to negotiate a deal, always wants to talk on the phone. Man. I hate that. And you know why I hate it? Because every single time, I've been doing this for 18 years and counting, every single time that a client wants to talk on the phone, it's because they want to fast talk me and negotiate me for a quote unquote better rate. I understand everybody wants a better rate. Everybody wants a sale. Everybody wants a discount. Everybody wants a deal. But these better rates are not better rates. They're lowballed, disrespectful rates. I hate that. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Because nobody's going to want to talk to you on the phone to say, hey, I want to give you more money. Or talk about whatever your rate is. And when they say things like, I just want to clarify. No, what they want to do is they want to talk about it, talk about what you're going to do. And then they say something slick like, well, I talked to this other guy and he said he could do it for X amount of dollars. Then why are you on the phone talking to me? You know why? Because you like my work better than the other guy, but you want my work, my better work, to be priced the same as the lesser work of the other guy. And I'm not saying that from a place of arrogance. I'm saying that from just black and white, apples to apples, oranges to oranges. It is what it is. If you like my work better, why would you think I would do the better work for the lesser work price? And then they say it's going to be a lot of work coming down the pipeline, so I'm looking for a deal. No, look, man, I'm not in the business of working more for less. So you offering me more work for less than I charge? Again, I understand you want to get a deal because it's going to be a lot of work. I get it. But every time you ask for a deal, it gets lower and lower and lower every single time to pretty soon we're doing it for whatever it costs me to do it. And I'm not profiting, you know, and don't let people talk you into believing that you profiting is a bad thing. Don't we all do everything that we do for profit? Regardless of what it is, whether it's a 9-to-5, whether you freelance on the side, however you earn your money, isn't that earning a profit? I mean, just by definition alone, earning it is a profit, right? You don't want to spend hours and hours and days doing a project just to break even. Because even breaking even when you spend a lot of time on a project is actually a loss. It is actually a loss. So who wants to dedicate their time, their skill, their effort, their energy into something just to lose? You know, so don't allow people to make you feel bad for making a profit. That's what we're here for. That's what you clock in your 9-to-5 for. That's what you freelance all day long for. Don't make the mistake and don't let these people make you believe that, oh, you work from home. You're just sitting there chilling, getting money. Even if I was. What does that have to do with me charging you? Oh, you think because I'm making money that, okay, I'm not going to charge you anymore? What about the billionaires of the world? You think they give discounts because they're billionaires? No. So why should I be any different? You know, I hate when people want to talk on the phone. Every single time they want to talk on the phone, it's always to negotiate a better deal. And the better deal is always for them, never for me. Never. And it's so frustrating, so upsetting. And then they want to fast talk you and make you feel bad about not taking the deal because oh, it's going to be great for both of us. No, it's always great for you. Never for me. Never. And again, I've been doing this 18 years. I've been through the ringer. I've been through the game. I know just about everything about the game. I know all parts of the game. And trust me, in my experiences, whenever they said it's going to be good for us, as the company grows, you'll grow and so will your salary. Never happens. I hate talking on the phone. And see, the reason why they want to talk to you on the phone is because they feel they're such good negotiators, such good fast talkers that they can talk you out of saying no, or that because they have you on the phone that you won't say no to their request or their offer. I will. I just don't like to deal with it. You know, that's my passive aggressive nature. And then, you know, people who know me, people who read me well, you know, I read people very well. People read me well. I'm just the same, I'm sure. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm passive aggressive. But what I've learned is people mistakenly think that passive aggressive means soft pushover or something like that. No, I'm passive because I don't like conflict. You know, I just like to chill. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to win, man. Everybody who's out here trying to make a living, trying to earn something for themselves, I want everybody to win. And I'm not just saying that to put some good juju into the universe and the atmosphere. No, I genuinely feel that way. I want everybody to win. I don't want to be the only one winning while everybody else is losing, or vice versa. I don't want everybody else to win while I'm losing. I want us all to win so everybody can be happy. But going back to my passive aggressive nature, you know, people think passively, he's just soft. He's just a happy, easy, soft spoken kind of guy. Maybe I could talk him into doing this, that, and the other. No, passive aggressive, which I wish people would understand better so I wouldn't have to show them, is I'm passive until you make me aggressive. Passive aggressive doesn't mean just passive and I'm just going to roll over. No, my dog Penny, she's passive. You push her, she rolls over, she gets her belly rubbed, she's happy. You push me, oh my God, it's super bad. Super, super, super bad, beyond explanation bad. And that's what I hate to have to show people when they try to fast talk me and look for deals, look for discounts and stuff like that. It's so frustrating, so upsetting. Oh, man. And I take it personal, even though they do that with other people, other freelancers. I take it personal because you're personally talking to me, you know, whereas I have other clients. They know my rate. They know what it is. And I like to communicate through email because it leaves a record. And that way I can reference the record when I go back if I'm doing a project, because I'm not just working on your project, you know. So again, and that goes along with it, too. You're offering me more work for less money. Like I'm gonna do a whole bunch of work, tie up all my time working on your project for less when I could be working on other projects for more. So I'm losing on both ends. I'm losing for doing all this work for you at a discounted rate. And all this work I'm doing for you is tying up my time to where I can't get to the higher paying jobs. You see that loss? You see that loss. And a lot of clients don't understand that. They're just looking for a deal. Again, I get it. You're looking for a deal. Anybody who knows me knows I am as frugal as they come. I hate paying retail for anything. So I get it. But you know what? I also get sometimes you have to pay retail. With me, you have to pay retail. I have clients I've been working with for years. Years. Thankfully, knock on wood, all that good stuff. Love these clients. In all the years that we've been working, big jobs, small jobs, whatever the case may be, I've never been asked for a discount. Why? Because they respect my effort. They appreciate my work. And, you know, along with my price, it's not just my price just because of my skill set. It's the customer service. It's the availability. I have clients that work on projects that have tight deadlines and they'll reach out to me, email, I'm sorry, it's last minute, but I got caught up in this project. Can you help? Boom, I'm on it immediately. That, along with my skill set, is what they're paying for. So do you think they are willing to risk asking for a discount and still expect the same amount of service from me? Seriously? You know, and then I get clients that they'll send an email and I'll respond right away. And they're like, oh, Wow, I didn't expect to hear from you so soon. Why not? Why not? I told you, I'm here. I work 6 days a week, 7 if necessary. If you need me, I'm ready to rock. That is part of my price point. I charge a premium for my services, not just my skill sets with photography and Photoshop and editing and stuff, but also my customer service. That comes at a premium too. Don't customer service personnel, employees, don't they get paid for customer service? Why shouldn't I? It all is in conjunction. It's all the same. It's everything's in a big pot of what I do. I do my own accounting, my own counseling. I also offer counseling services for people who want to get into photography or car audio. You know, I do that stuff too. My YouTube stuff, whatever the case may be. I do my own accounting, my own taxes, this, that, and the other. All these services I provide, they cost. I don't do other people's taxes. I do my taxes, but I'm just saying, you know, these are things that I do. They cost. It's not just get the camera and take a picture, because if it was, you would do it yourself, and you have done it yourself, and it didn't come out like the results that you wanted. You like my results. You want to get that result, yet you still want a discount. I don't like doing discounts. Well, let me rephrase that. I do discounts, and I've given discounts, but because I felt they were worthy, not because somebody talked me into it. I felt the discount was worth it, you know, and it wasn't a discount to where I take a loss, to where I'm sitting there halfway through the project like, what did I do? You know, it's like, all right, this job I can handle. Can I afford to offer them a discount in order to build a better business relationship with them, but also not by me not taking a loss? Can I do both? If I determine that I can do both, I will. If I determine that I cannot, I will simply state kindly, professionally, sorry, but me doing it at this rate will be a loss for me. Oh, but there'll be more work in the future. Then there will be a greater loss for me. You see what I'm saying? You see? Offering me more work for less money is not a good deal for me. It is not a good deal. And I understand the negotiation tactic, but don't mistake that because I'm freelance and I'm out here looking for work on a regular basis that I'm desperate and will accept anything from you just to make a dollar. It doesn't work that way. I can walk away from a job. I have walked away from a job because all money is not good money. I've also accepted jobs that were discounted and I was hating life. Like, what did I do? I will never, ever work with this client again. And it wasn't that they were bad people. They just out negotiated me. That was my bad. And, you know, sometimes you can renegotiate a better price. But if the client came to you looking for a deal and they got that deal, that's the deal that they wanted. You think they're going to go back and say, yeah, sure, we'll pay you more? No, they came for the deal. They got the deal. They're not going to go back for on the deal. So you can't charge them anymore. That client is burned. Not personally, but professionally, that client is burned and I cannot work with them again. Not unless they're willing to go up and pay my rate. If not, it's going to be a loss for me. Me working for you, whatever company you are, I don't care to add it to my resume. You know, I'm not looking to build my portfolio. My portfolio is 18 years old and counting. And thankfully, I've been able to work with some very reputable high-end clients that if I needed to show my resume to gain your confidence, I could. But adding you to my resume at this particular point in my career is not necessary, you know? And again, please, that's not coming from a place of arrogance. That's just what it is. I've earned my stripes, man. You know, I put in my work. But anyway, I just say that to say, man, I hate that. And, here's my solution. Well, I've been saying my solution all along. You simply tell the client, you know, you calculate your costs, you calculate your time and see where you would land. You know what you would charge for the job and how much profit you would yield from the job. Now do the math and see where you would yield for the job at their discounted rate. If you can still walk away with a profit and not be completely frustrated, then by all means, accept the deal that they're offering, accept the job. But if the deal turns out to where you're making less right off the bat, and then they promise you more work at that same rate, you'll be making less all the way through. And you will never gain. They will never say, hey, we're making a whole bunch of money now, and now we're going to give you more. No, they're in the business to make a crap load of money, and they're using your services to do so. And for that reason, you should be paid. You know, you're not a partner with them. You're a vendor. You are a vendor they're going to write off what they pay you as a business expense, as a tax expense, as part of their payroll. You're a vendor. You get paid. You pay your taxes on the money you earn. So do they. Why should it be any different? Just because I work from home. So if I work for a big company, you're not going to ask for a discount. You're just going to pay the rate. But because I work from home, oh, there's just some guy sitting in this room doing nothing. It'll be quick and easy. I hate that too. If it's quick and easy, why are you coming to me? Because you like what I do, right? Pay me for it then. So frustrating, man. So frustrating. I hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. You're not supposed to say hate. I guess, man. I hate it. But I always have a solution for it. I just hate, it's the frustration of it messes up my passive nature, man. You know, I just like to chill, be passive, be happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be aggressive. But then you make me aggressive and then you're like, whoa, you're aggressive. Yeah, you just made me aggressive, man. Don't take my passive side as the pushover side, because it's not. I'm just chilling and I'm always in a good mood, even when things are bad. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. Don't make my aggressive side make the bad things worse. You know? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, speaking of making bad things better, not worse, making bad things better, pay some love forward to somebody. See somebody on the street, online, like their picture. Say something kind. You don't necessarily have to flirt. Say something kind, laugh at their joke, whatever, smile, wave at somebody. It could make somebody feel really good if they're going through a nightmarish negotiating day like me. You know what I mean? Do that. Pay it forward. Make somebody smile, man. It could make somebody's day. It could change everything in their lives simply by saying hello. You never know, right? But, well, you never know unless you ask. You never know unless you try, right? So until then, I ask you guys to stay with me. Continue. I know I'll be back and forth with this podcast schedule, but when you see me posting, you're here with me. I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you next time.